Hello, everyone. This is Brenda Cobb, and you're listening to Living Well Radio. I'm really glad to be with you this evening. And, you know, I wanted to start by telling you a little bit about my own story and why and how I became so interested in health, not only my own personal health, but the health of so many other people in the world. So I'm going to take you back to February of 1999. Back then, I was in the film and television business. I owned my own television and film production company and recording studio. I was a writer, director, producer, songwriter, very happy and content in the work that I was doing. And quite honestly, I thought I'd always be doing that line of work. I was one of these people that would never let a client down. Even if I was sick, if I came down with a cold or the flu, I would take a flu medication or a cold capsule, but I would never miss a deadline. I would always be there for everybody else. But if you ask me, when did I have time to go and work out or take care of myself? I'd always use the excuse, I don't have time, I'm too busy now, I've got deadlines, and I've got the rest of the world to take care of. And then in February of 1999, I went to the doctor for a checkup and was in shock when I found out that I had both breast and cervical cancer. You know, you never think that kind of thing is going to happen to you. It's always something that you hear about happening to somebody else. So when the doctor told me that I had a maximum of 6 months to a year to live, if I did not do surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation, the first thing I thought of was several of my own family members and friends who had had breast, cervical, uterine, or ovarian cancer, and how their doctors had told them the same thing that I was hearing, that without surgery, chemotherapy, radiation, that they wouldn't really have any chance at all. And I went back and really thought about one of my favorite aunts and how she had breast cancer in her left breast, and they removed that breast and gave her chemotherapy, and in less than a year, she had cancer in the right breast. So they took the right breast and all of her lymph nodes and gave her more chemotherapy and more radiation, and in less than a year, cancer was back again in her lungs. So they took part of a lobe of a lung, gave her more chemo, more radiation, and in less than a year, she had cancer again, this time metastasized throughout her body, in her bones, in her kidney, in her liver, in her brain, and she died a horrific death. So when my doctor told me that my only hope was surgery, chemo, and radiation, I immediately told him I'll never do that, no matter what, because I knew that surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation didn't heal anything, and that all that it did was, at best, mask symptoms, or even push the disease further and deeper into the body just for it to crop back up again. And I did not want to have to go through the pain and the toxicity of taking poisonous drugs and putting them in my body. And I didn't want to have body parts cut out because he told me I needed to have a mastectomy and a hysterectomy. Now, I don't know if you've ever faced something like this whenever a doctor tells you that you have to do a particular type of treatment, and if you've ever told a doctor that you don't agree with their decision and you're not going to do what they say, but my experience was that my doctor did not like it at all. In fact, he was very angry with me, said I was crazy, that it was idiotic for me to even think of not doing what he said. When I left his office that day, I was angry, and I was also upset, and he was yelling at me as I left out of his center, out of his clinic, asking me, well, if you're not going to do what I'm telling you to do, then what are you going to do? And I did not know what I was going to do, and I told him, I don't know now, but I'm going to figure it out. Well, when I went out and got in my car, I sat there for just a minute and kind of let it all soak in, and then I prayed, God, please tell me what to do, show me what to do, give me some type of a sign. And you know, this little kind of inner feeling, this little inner voice that we hear from time to time, and a lot of times, you know, you'll hear that inner voice and just ignore it. Well, I heard that little voice and I got that feeling that I should go to the health food store. So I drove to a local health food store, and when I walked in, I asked the woman that was right at the front greeting everyone if she knew of any books that had ever been written about anyone who had ever healed cancer in a natural way. And she said, yes, in fact, there's a book on the shelf. Let's go see if we have a copy. And went over, and there was one copy of this book, How I Conquered Cancer Naturally by Edie May. I reached up to touch that book, and when I brought it down off the shelf, I got cold chills all over my body. So I knew that this was a very important book for me to read. I took that book home, and I read it cover to cover. And it was the story of a woman who was telling her story, basically the way I'm telling you mine this evening. And she told about how she had breast cancer, and she did surgery and chemotherapy, and how the cancer came back with more surgery and chemo and radiation to follow. And she tried that method 3 different times. And every time the cancer came back, each time with more of a vengeance than the time before. So on the 4th go-round, the doctor told her that her cancer was now metastasized and there was not anything else that he could do for her, and recommended that she get her affairs in order and take care of any last details of her time on earth, because he would give her probably at the maximum about 3 months to live. So she talked about how she and her husband went out for dinner that evening, and they began to talk about a last trip that they would take together and what they needed to do to get everything in order before she would pass on from this earth. And there was a gentleman dining that same evening in the restaurant, and he eavesdropped on the conversation. He got up and walked over to their table, and he said, "I hope you'll forgive me for eavesdropping, but I heard everything you had to say. And I wanted to tell you that there is a woman by the name of Dr. Ann Wigmore in Boston, Massachusetts. And she has a center that people go to, and she helps them to heal of all types of diseases and many different types of cancers, as well as other very serious diseases. And she does it all naturally." And he recommended that they give Dr. Ann Wigmore a call and go and see her and see if she thought that she could help them. Long story short is Edie May and her husband went to Boston, and Dr. Ann Wigmore taught them the living foods lifestyle, how to help Edie May to detoxify her body and to rebuild it with good nutrition. So she followed the protocol and completely healed of cancer, and she decided to write a book about it. And I really say that that is the little book that saved my life. And one of the reasons that I decided to write my first book, The Living Foods Lifestyle, not because I knew anything about writing books, but because I thought, well, if Edie May's book saved me, then maybe if I write a book, that book might save somebody else's life someday. And, you know, whenever I read that whole story of Edie May, it resonated with me really on such an emotional level. I immediately knew that I wanted to follow the living foods lifestyle. And so I got on the phone and tried to hunt down Dr. Ann Wigmore, and was very saddened to find out that Dr. Ann had died in a fire several years before I had ever been diagnosed with cancer, and that she no longer had her center in Boston teaching people because it had burned. And I continued searching, and I found a woman who had worked with her and knew something about what she taught, and I learned as much as I could about what the living foods lifestyle could do for me. And so immediately I adopted the living foods lifestyle as my own protocol, and I began to work to detoxify my body and to rebuild it up with really good, organic, wonderful, pure nutrition. In 6 months, I amazed my doctors, my friends, and my relatives, because I was not only cancer-free, but all of the other symptoms that I had had for so many years went away as well. When I was diagnosed with cancer, I weighed almost 200 pounds, and at that time, I didn't realize that obesity had anything to do with cancer at all, but I've done a lot of research and study since opening my Institute for Healing and helping people to heal in a natural way. And in my research, there was one particular article that really got my attention. It was published in the New England Journal of Medicine on April the 24th of 2003, and it was a study of a 12-year study on cancer. And what they determined in that study is that the number one reason that people die of cancer is from smoking cigarettes and secondhand smoke. And the number two reason that people get cancer was from obesity. And they related obesity to breast, cervical, uterine, ovarian, prostate cancer, liver cancer, colon cancer, and so many other types of cancers. Now, of course, you know, we've known for years that obesity causes things like high blood pressure, and certainly that can be a killer. And heart disease, we know, is the number one killer in the U.S. of both men and women. And certainly obesity is a big factor in heart disease. And then there's diabetes, which is also a big problem in the United States, not only among adults, but children as well. High cholesterol and high triglycerides, not to even mention how being obese can make you feel depressed, your clothes don't fit, you're tired, you're winded when you walk up steps. But quite honestly, I did not get on the Living Foods lifestyle to do anything about obesity, and was very surprised that in my journey to heal and detoxify my body and get rid of cancer, that the weight would just melt off effortlessly. Another thing I had been plagued with all my life was allergies. From the time I was a tiny baby, I was having allergies. And I was taking allergy shots and allergy pills my entire life. One of the side benefits of going on the Living Foods lifestyle was that all my allergies went away. I also had always had headaches. And I think most of the time they were from stress and just burning the candle at both ends, but I was one of these people that would pop a Tylenol or an aspirin or an Advil or an Excedrin or whatever I could get my hands on. If that wasn't strong enough, I'd go to the doctor and I could get a prescription for a much stronger pain reliever to get rid of my headaches, both my sinus headaches as well as migraines. And after just a few weeks on the Living Foods lifestyle, I never had a headache again either. I was diagnosed in my mid-20s with early stages of rheumatoid arthritis, which steadily got worse over the years. So, again, I took pills to take the pain away. And I was just really a pill-popping person. No matter what I experienced, if it didn't feel good, I would look for a pill. I had acid reflux, indigestion, and heartburn, so I was living on Zantac and Pepcid-AC and Tums and Rolaids and Maalox. But when I got on Living Foods Lifestyle, all of the acid reflux, indigestion, and heartburn completely went away. And a couple of other things that happened that were, I was really surprised and never would have expected. And that was, one, I had worn glasses since I was 12 years old, and steadily every year it seemed that my eyes got worse and worse. The older I became, the thicker my glasses became, the stronger my prescription became. And after I had been on Living Foods Lifestyle for about a year and a half, I noticed that my eyes were getting blurry, so I went to the eye doctor to check it out, and he was in shock, and so was I, to learn that my vision had actually improved by 50%, and so my glass prescription was too strong for me, which was making me see blurry, and so he reduced my prescription, and then about 6 months later, the same thing happened. I went back to see him again, and he reduced my prescription again, and after about 3 years of being on the Living Foods lifestyle, I was completely out of my glasses, so I never used them again for driving, watching television, or the movies, and that was a very freeing thing. Another thing that really was not on my mind as far as thinking that I needed to heal was that my hair began turning gray in my mid-20s, and so I started coloring my hair so that I wouldn't look so old. And I began reading studies about hair dyes and the toxicity and the poisons in hair dyes, and how some of them had been related to various types of cancer, especially breast cancer. So I decided that it would be important for me to stop coloring my hair. And I'll tell you, that was a difficult decision because of vanity. I didn't want to look older. But I thought, well, I can look younger and die sooner, or I can look older and live longer. So I decided to let the hair go gray. But much to my surprise, over the months, I watched my gray hair turn back to its original color and even become thicker and full of body, and even a lot of the natural curl that I had when I was a young girl began to come back. You know, it was as if my entire age was being reversed. I would look in the mirror every day, and I was not only feeling younger and younger, but I was looking younger, and people began to comment on it when they would see me, and they would make comments like, "You're so alive," or "You're just glowing. You look so great. You really look like you're full of life." And, you know, not any of these people that were strangers to me that I would just see on the street knew what I was going through. Friends and relatives knew what I was going through. And, of course, not all of them agreed with my method of healing myself. And, you know, it's not very popular to do something that everybody disagrees with you on. But now all of those people that thought I was crazy, they all think I'm a genius now because in hindsight, after seeing what I did and how miraculously that my body healed, now people flock to me and they want to know my opinion on healing and what do I think they can do and will it help them. And, you know, I continue to tell people from all over the world when they come to see me that I don't ever make a guarantee or a promise about what the Living Foods lifestyle will do for an individual. There's only one story I can tell, and that's my own story. Of course, I now have thousands of testimonies from people who have come with every type of cancer, lupus, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, diabetes, obesity, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, skin problems like psoriasis, eczema, acne, dermatitis, irritable bowel syndrome, ileitis, colitis, colon cancer, you name it, I've seen it. People with AIDS, with HIV, and so many diseases that I've never even heard of before. And it's been really inspiring to see people that the doctors have given up on, that have been told, you're terminal, you're hopeless, you're incurable, and to watch those people not only heal right before my eyes, but also to reverse aging and get younger and vibrant and more full of life than they have ever been. And I just continue to tell people now, if you feel that this is something that you want to try, you'll have to do it for yourself, and you'll be the only one that can say exactly what it did for you. I can't tell you what it's going to do for you, but I certainly can encourage everybody to try this, not only to reverse health problems, but to prevent health problems from coming about. And I want to talk to you some about that this evening, the four main reasons that I believe that people get sick and some of the things that they can do immediately to help themselves. And if you'd like to call in, if you have questions for me, I'll be happy to take your calls. The toll-free number is 888-268-4313. And our other number is 281-419-7697. So if you have a question about your own health, I'll be happy to answer that for you. And I want to start out now by talking about these top four reasons why I believe that people get sick. When I do a lot of seminars in my travels around the world, I always ask the audience, what do you think the number one reason is that people get sick? And I get all kinds of answers. Most of the time, people think that I'm going to say that the number one reason that people get sick is because of what they eat. But actually, that is not the number one reason. The number one reason people get sick is not because of something that they eat, but because of how they think. And more as I have worked with people who have manifested all types of diseases, I've come to realize that it's more important to help a person change the way they think than any other thing that we can do to help them. And along with that, how people think, there's two other components in that number one reason. One is stress. And you know, stress is a killer. And so I like to teach people how to deal with stress. You'll never eliminate stress totally from your life, but you certainly can deal with it and learn to deal with it in a better way. And then the other component in that number one reason is emotions. There is an emotional component to every disease. And what can happen to us emotionally is that things that happen throughout our lives, and this can go way back into our early childhood, maybe we were abused or abandoned or neglected, or maybe even later on we were working and we got passed over for an important assignment or an advancement in the company that we thought we deserved, but somebody else got it instead of us. Or maybe we have not gotten along with the people that we work with. Maybe we've been through a bad, nasty divorce, and we've got anger issues. And you know, when we're angry, that stores in the liver. And when we're fearful, that stores in the kidneys. So with just those two emotions that everyone feels at some time or other in their life, anger and fear, we can pretty much shut down two of the most important organs for cleansing and detoxifying our body, our liver and our kidneys. And so I have really come to realize that not only do we have to help people nutritionally and help them to detoxify and cleanse their body, but we've got to start, first of all, in helping them to detoxify and cleanse their thoughts and their emotions. You know, every word that we think and every word that we speak manifests something in our lives. And so if we are constantly saying things that are negative, for instance, if we're saying, I can never do the things that I want to do because I don't have any money, I can't pay my bills, I don't have enough money to pay the rent, we continue to give that power. And so we get ourselves in a vicious circle, and it's almost like digging a hole. We get in deeper and deeper. And that's one of the reasons that we have so many people that would like to have more prosperity in their lives, but they're so focused on what they don't have and their lack in their lives that they continue to manifest more of the lack and not really manifesting what they want, which is the prosperity. You know, any time that you say, I am, and you fill in the blank, that's the most powerful thing that you ever say. So if you say, I am sick, then you're going to not only feel it, but you're going to manifest even more sickness. Instead, I like to teach all of the people that I help to say, any time a negative thought comes in their mind, change it with the words, I am healed. If you can't really remember anything else after this show today except those three words, that's a good place to start. I am healed. And then if there are negative emotions or forgiveness issues, if you're mad at somebody and you're harboring resentment or mean feelings toward them, just remember that does not hurt the other person. It only hurts you. There have been studies that have been done on women who have manifested breast, cervical, uterine, ovarian cancer, what we would think of as the female types of cancers. And in this study, and interviewing thousands of women who had developed and manifested these types of diseases, it was discovered that these women had issues with men. They were angry with either a husband or an ex-husband or a father or a brother or an uncle or a boss or some man that they felt had done them wrong in some way, had abused them, had walked over them or pushed them aside or just maybe cheated on them or whatever that other person did to them. I know in my case, I harbored feelings of anger and resentment because of a divorce in my first marriage. And I had no idea that being angry at my ex-husband would cause me to create a cancer within my own body. And so it's so important to think about if there is anyone that you are mad at or angry with about forgiving them. And, you know, if even if they have passed on and they've gone on from this earth, to still go through the exercises of speaking out that you forgive them for anything that they may have done to you. You know, we got to remember that all of us are doing the best that we know how at the moment, and many of us make mistakes. There's none of us that go through life without making mistakes. And so to beat up on ourselves or another person for making mistakes and to hold on to that bitterness and that anger only hurts us. So let's release it and let go. Now, if you would like to make a comment about this or have a question about it, please feel free to call us at 888-268-4313. Again, that's 888-268-4313. I'm going to go forward now with the second reason why people get sick, and that is a biggie. It's toxicity within the body. And when you think about toxicity, you can think of so many ways that a body would get toxic. First of all, there's the toxic air that we breathe. And, you know, the fumes from cars and air conditioners, jet planes that are taking off. I do quite a bit of travel by air. And when I'm flying into cities around the world, one of the things that I make note of, either if I'm flying out of Atlanta, I'll look back and see that brown haze that's lingering right above the city. Or if I'm flying into a city and getting ready to land, I can pay attention to that, especially I notice when I go out to LA that there's this heavy, thick brown haze. So we know there's toxicity that is in the air that we breathe. And then there's the toxic water that we drink. If you drink water right out of the tap, in most communities, you're drinking hundreds and hundreds, if not even thousands, of chemicals. One thing that is put in water on a regular basis is chlorine. And chlorine is really a toxic poison to the body. It gives off a byproduct called dioxin. And dioxin is found in most all tumors and is a very deadly chemical that can not only debilitate and make people ill, but it actually can kill. I know a couple of years ago in Atlanta, a company that sold chlorine for pools, swimming pools, caught on fire. And when it did, they closed down the interstate all around it. They evacuated the area. Animals that were outside when this pool fire started, or this place that was actually a business that sold chlorine for pools, the animals that were outside around in the area died. Many, many hundreds of people were taken to the hospital and were very, very ill. Some of them also lost their lives. And, of course, there's going to be long-term lingering effects from the inhalation of that chlorine. But yet it's something that we drink in water if we don't drink filtered water. And we also take baths and showers in it. And just standing in a hot shower and all of that steam coming up, you're breathing and inhaling that chlorine. And, of course, the water that has chlorine and it's touching your body is absorbed right in through your skin. And that's just one of the many toxins in water. You find arsenic in water and lead and mercury, not to even mention parasites and worms and bacteria and germs. So it's really important to have a good water filtration system for your home and to drink good, pure, filtered water. Nothing can replace good water for the body. In fact, many diseases could be healed if people were better hydrated. And dehydration is a big issue, even though a lot of people don't realize that they are dehydrated. They are. In so many cases, people are drinking coffee, tea, juices, milk, anything other than water. But it is water that your body needs to make lymphatic fluid and blood and for every single system in your body to operate correctly. And there's nothing more important than giving your body good water. If I'm working with a person who is really toxic and I have them on a say a 10-day detoxification regime, I ask them to do their best, try to drink an ounce of water for every pound that they weigh. Because if I can get them to drink that much water over a 10-day period, and that's every day, so if you weighed 120 pounds, I would be asking you to see if you could try and drink 120 ounces of water, because the water could flush and help to flush out those toxins. On a day-to-day basis, even if you're not trying to detoxify, it's really good to drink an ounce of water for every 2 pounds that you weigh. So if you weigh 120 pounds, then you really need to be drinking about 60 ounces of water a day. But remember, that needs to be purified and filtered water. Now, distilled water, we believe, is dead because it has been heated in the process and it's been stripped of all of the minerals, and so that you don't get the goodness of water and it's flat and dead. So we recommend not distilled water, but filtered water. And in fact, I use a personal system, a living water system in my own home and at my healing center that actually removes the toxins from the water but leaves in the good minerals. And it also has a chamber that oxygenates the water and an ultraviolet chamber that kills the parasites, the germs, and the bacteria. And one of the reasons I really like that machine, too, is it doesn't waste water. Like reverse osmosis systems can actually waste several gallons of water to get one filtered water, but the living water system doesn't waste any water at all. Now, another way that people get toxic is from the food that they eat. Processed food with additives, colors, chemicals, dyes, all of these things that our body was not intended to have in it. If you read the labels on processed food that's boxed and canned, there will be many names that you don't know what they mean and you can't pronounce them. Now, if you can't pronounce a word and you don't know what that word means, my theory is don't put it in your body. Shop the outer aisles of your grocery store and buy the organic fresh fruits and vegetables, not the processed foods. And not only will you be getting really wholesome, nutritious food, but you'll be saving lots of money on your food bill because processed, packaged food, potato chips, corn chips, popcorn, peanuts, cereals, and all of these things are very expensive and make the food bill go sky high, but they don't offer any nutritional value whatsoever. So toxins in food, we've got to get out. And another way we get very toxic is through taking drugs, both over-the-counter as well as prescription medications that are extremely toxic to the body. In fact, did you know that the one reason, I'm sure you do know this, the number one reason people die in the USA is from heart disease, and the number two reason is from cancer, and the number three killer is from prescription and over-the-counter medications. So pills and drugs are not the answer. They don't heal anything. They mask symptoms and many times push things deeper into the body. This happens so many times with children. When they're young and they get an ear infection and they go to the doctor, the first thing the doctor does is write a prescription for an antibiotic. The child takes that antibiotic. It kills the good intestinal flora, the bacteria that we need in the colon, and then yeast, which is a parasite called candida yeast, begins to grow, and it can become a disease called candidiasis. So then the ear infection comes back again, and it becomes a vicious circle of more antibiotics. And then maybe after a round of antibiotics, it appears that the ear infection has gone away and the baby is better. And then in a few weeks, the ear infection is back again. Next thing we know, that child has tubes in their ears, and it's all very unnecessary. And, you know, antibiotics have really come into light more and more in recent years in causing all types of health problems, and even antibiotics have been related to cancer. Did you know that in a single clove of raw garlic, there is 100,000 times, that I'm going to say that number again because it's a big one, 100,000 times more antibiotic properties in one clove of garlic than in a dose of penicillin. Now, this is only true if the garlic is raw. Once you take processed garlic in capsules or tablets, it does not have that property any longer. Or if you cook garlic in food and then ingest it, it does not have this. But if you take raw garlic, it has 100,000 times more antibiotic properties than a dose of penicillin. We've got to get the toxins out of our body. And one of the ways that we do that is through good, nutritious, organic, raw, and living foods. Now, I'm talking about organic food because if you're using conventional fruits and vegetables, they've been grown with chemical fertilizers and they've been sprayed with chemical pesticides. And if you ingest that, you're ingesting large amounts of toxic poisons in your body, and that is a leading contributor to poor health. So you always want to shop for organic whenever possible. You may pay more for organic, but it is so worth it because you'll be practicing what Hippocrates, the father of medicine, said when he made the statement, let food be your medicine, let medicine be your food. And that's what we practice at Living Foods Institute in helping people to heal of disease. We use good, organic, raw, and living food. And when I say raw food, I'm talking about fruits and vegetables and nuts and seeds that have not been cooked. Now, if we're using nuts and seeds, we're always soaking in pure, clear, filtered water and sprouting them before we eat them. And that then turns them into a living food. So when you hear me talk of living food, you know I'm talking about sprouted foods like mung bean sprouts, lentil sprouts, alfalfa sprouts, sunflower sprouts, buckwheat lettuce sprouts. These are all living. Did you know that when you sprout, that actually, let's say in the case of a lentil, you can take a lentil bean, which is very nutritious and extremely high in protein. By the way, it has a lot more protein than any type of beef, chicken, fish, seafood, pork, any type of animal product. And lentil is extremely nutritious, but when you sprout that lentil and that tiny little sprout comes out, getting ready to spring forth a new life, it has anywhere from 100 up to 1,000 times more nutrition, enzymes, vitamins, and minerals. So superfoods, supercharged in a big way, are sprouted foods. So try to include in your diet every day some organic raw foods and some living sprouted foods. Now, the third reason that people get sick is because of deficiency in the body. And when I'm talking about deficiency, I'm talking about a deficiency of enzymes, vitamins, and minerals. And the reason that this is so prevalent today is that most everyone eats the majority of the food that they ingest cooked. And when you cook your food and you heat it to over 105 degrees, you're destroying all of the enzymes in the food, and you're compromising the vitamins and the minerals, so you're not getting the nutritional value out of the food. And I know that many people just say, well, I'll take vitamin, mineral, and enzyme pills, but no pill takes the place of good nutrition. And in fact, you can't take enough vitamin, mineral, and enzyme pills to replace poor nutrition. Another reason that I don't believe in taking a lot of vitamin, mineral, and enzyme pills is because if you talk to people who own porta potties, they will tell you that when they clean out a porta potty, they will find sometimes between 1 and 5 gallons of whole undigested pills in the bottom of these things. And so then we think about all the money that we spend on pills to try to make us better. And you've got to wonder how much of that is going down the drain, so to speak, because we're not actually digesting or assimilating. So the answer is in, first of all, good nutrition. Now, if you want to take vitamin and mineral and enzyme pills, fine. but don't replace good nutrition or poor nutrition with the pills. You know, take it in addition. But I do believe that you can get much of what you're needing from a good balanced diet, especially if you're eating the majority of it without cooking it and killing all of the good energy that's in the food. The fourth reason that people are getting sick is because of a dirty, toxic, impacted colon. Now, this has really become a serious problem, not with just colon diseases like irritable bowel syndrome or Crohn's disease or ileitis, colitis, or irritable bowel syndrome, or colon cancer, or anything going on with the colon. But an impacted, dirty, toxic colon actually makes the body sick on every level. It can manifest into cancers and arthritis and lupus and multiple sclerosis and so many other diseases. And we've got to address the colon, and we've got to clean out the colon so that we get the toxins out. A big problem in the colon is something called mucoid plaque. Most everyone has heard of getting plaque on their teeth, and they go to the dentist, say, every 6 months, and they get their teeth cleaned. And that teeth cleaning can loosen up plaque on the teeth, and that stuff can be very hard. Even if you're good at brushing and taking care of your teeth and flossing your teeth, you still can have plaque on the teeth. Another place that the body gets a lot of plaque is in the arteries, in the heart arteries. So we've heard of that kind of plaque. But a lot of us have not heard of this mucoid plaque in the colon. This stuff is so hard, it's like a rubber tire. And it builds up at layer after layer over many, many years. And when it comes out of the body, it actually can be so thick and so hard that you can't cut it with scissors or a knife. It's just like a big, thick piece of rubber. And that barrier on the colon walls actually keeps a person from being able to assimilate the nutrition that they're taking in. And so I want to encourage you to get that mucoid plaque out of the colon. Now, let me tell you how you get mucoid plaque in the colon. It comes from foods that you're eating, like anything that is made with flour and water. So pasta, cake, cookies, breads. You know, when you mix flour and water together, you get paste or glue. Now, I remember in grade school, my teacher having us paint our little pictures on our construction paper, and then she taught us how to mix together flour and water to make a glue or a paste. And we put a little bit on the back of our photo or our picture we had painted, and we stuck it up on the wall, and that paste got hard as a rock, and that picture stayed on that wall all year long. Well, that's exactly what happens in the colon. When you're eating all this food that's made with flour and water, you're eating big plates of glue, and this stuff sticks on the many, many, many feet in your digestive tract, not just the colon, but the many, many feet of intestines. And after it sits in there and becomes hardened, it then takes on this term of mucoid plaque. Another way to get mucoid plaque in the colon and really cause a problem is from eating foods that make a lot of mucus. So dairy products are a real culprit with this. Milk, dairy, being yogurt and cheese, ice cream. You know, after you eat those things, you're clearing your throat. You've got a lot of mucus coming up. Well, this gets all around your internal organs as well as deep within the colon, and then it gets hard and causes more of this mucoid plaque. And then eating meat products, and when I say meat, I'm talking about any animal, not just beef, but it could be chicken or turkey or pork or fish or seafood or anything, if it's got two eyes and can look at you, that's what we're talking about when we're talking about eating an animal. Now, once you cook that flesh and you eat it, most of that is rotting and putrefying in the body, which is why people have gas from it, and it actually gets impacted in there, and then an infestation of worms and parasites take over. So not only now do we have the mucoid plaque, but we've also got this infestation of parasites and worms that we've got to get out of the body, which is very important to clean out. there's so many symptoms of parasites that people just don't realize, and they're thinking that they have other types of diseases when really they have parasitic infestations. And getting parasites out is really, really important to good health. With that colon cleansing too, you know, the main ways to clean that colon out are by getting some professional colonics, where you go to a colon hydrotherapist and they actually can flush this impacted waste out with water, and it's very painless, odorless. You know, you can just kind of lay back and have a colon hydrotherapist do the work for you, really. And they know how, a good colon hydrotherapist knows how to massage the lymphatics and to get the body to really release and let go of that impacted stuff. And a second way to get it out is to learn how to do personal enemas at home. I remember the first time I ever heard about this, my reaction was, that is more information than I wish to know. But it used to be that country doctors, when you went to see them and you were diagnosed with some problem, that many times they would say, you know what your problem is, you just need a good cleaning out. And they would actually give enemas right in the doctor's office. But then pharmaceutical companies invented laxatives, and so the enemas went the way of the wind, and people began to take laxatives to help them to eliminate. But laxatives actually are toxic to the body and very harsh on the body, and they're not really the answer. But I definitely recommend that everyone learn how to help their colon by learning to do an enema and hydrating it so that this impacted waste can let go. And now a part of that, one of the things I like to use at my center is herbs, and I use organic herbs. I use Botanica Medica, which is a medical herb that is formulated to really help with different types of situations. And one of the herbs that I have all of my students take is either male or female health assist herb, because this blend of herbs actually helps to boost the immune system, to clean the blood and the lymphatic system, to balance the hormones, and to give energy to the cells for rejuvenation, rebuilding, replenishing, and restoring health. So I always recommend that everyone get on the health assist for male or female. And then for the colon, I recommend colon assist, parasite cleanse, and yeast away. And these are just liquid herbs that are easy to take. They're a tincture. They're very powerful. You just put a dropper or two of each of the herb blends in a tiny little bit of water and drink it. And they really start doing their thing to loosen up and clean out and detoxify. And, of course, they're all organic, wildcrafted, and therapeutic for the body. So everything that we're using really is coming from a plant resource. So in recapping now what we're talking about, we'll go back and say that to start right now, we want to think about these four areas of our health. We want to think about changing the way we think, healing the emotions that are behind the diseases that we've created and manifested, and then we want to deal with our stress. Now, you can do that. One of the ways in dealing with stress is an exercise program. Walking every day is a wonderful exercise, riding a bike, swimming, getting in the gym and weightlifting, actually rollerblading or dancing, any type of activities that get you off the couch and moving is very, very important. And just moving around and getting your body going can stimulate the release of endorphins, which can even make you feel better. So if you're having depression problems, it can help you to come out of that depression. That second reason we talked about tonight, we've got to clear up the toxicity in the body. And one way we can do that is by using organic, raw, and living foods. Green, green, green. The more green food you can eat, like kale, collards, spinach, zucchini, cucumbers, celery, these green foods help to sweep like a broom. And in my first book, The Living Foods Lifestyle, I have some fantastic recipes. I was a gourmet cook before I actually got into the Living Foods lifestyle, so I've created really delicious, healthy recipes that are easy to prepare, and they taste great, because my theory is that nobody is going to really stay on a good, healthy regime of eating well if food does not taste good. And you might be thinking, how can I eat greens if they've not been cooked? Well, I want you to try my marinated green recipe, because they're not cooked, but they taste like they've been cooked because of how we marinate them, and they get better the longer they marinate, the tastier that they become. So greens can go in and sweep the body like a broom and help to pull the toxins out. That third thing we talked about tonight was deficiency of enzymes, vitamins, and minerals, and we said the answer is not in pills. The answer is in good, organic, raw, and living foods and nourishing your body at a cellular level. Now, I'm not asking you to go 100% eating all raw and living foods. First of all, I don't think that that is practical for the average person, but I'm going to ask you if you would tomorrow decide to eat one thing that you were going to eat cooked. Like if you were going to have a cheeseburger at lunch tomorrow, pass up that cheeseburger and instead have a big, beautiful salad. So you just did two good things for yourself. You didn't eat that cooked food, and instead you ate that really good, nutritious, raw, and living foods. And then the fourth thing we talked about today is cleaning out your colon. Very, very important that you do that, and that is through colonics and enemas. If you would like to learn how to do some of these things, I have several books and I have a website I'd like to direct you to that you can learn more. You can study on your own at home. You can visit the website livingfoodsinstitute.com. Again, that's livingfoodsinstitute.com. When you go on that website, you will you'll see my photo and some information about my first book, The Living Foods Lifestyle, and then there'll be some related articles and links you can click onto. You can read about candidiasis and toxicity and deficiency and colon cleansing. You also can see photographs and get information about my healing center and some of the experiences and testimonies from other students. And then if you are wanting to read, I recommend that you start out with my first book, The Living Foods Lifestyle, which really gives you the basis of the protocol and what you can do to get started on your own at home. And then another great book is called Colon Cleansing for Optimum Health, and that'll take you step by step in how to clean out your colon and then get started now towards better health. And that will teach you all about the essential oils and herbs and how to detoxify your body. And then the last book I would recommend is my 101 Raw and Living Food Recipe book, where you can learn recipes that are easy to prepare, take 5 to 7 minutes or less, and are not only good for the body, tasting good and being nutritious, but can help you to restore and to rebuild. And I just want to encourage each and every one of you to take responsibility for your own health, because your health is the best asset you have. If you have a choice of winning the lotto and having lots of money, but you have to give up your health for it, I'll bet there's not one person out there that would trade good health for money, because all the money in the world is no good if you don't have the energy and the good health to enjoy it. And nobody cares about your health but you, and really they shouldn't. No, I mean, no one should care as much about your own health as you do, because if you're always thinking about how you can help everybody else feel better, but you're ignoring what to do for yourself, then you're not taking care of the number one person. And, you know, just think about that airplane when you're on there and they tell you if you lose air pressure in the cabin, to put the oxygen mask on you first before you try to help somebody next to you. So think about that in your health too. Help you first. If you take really good care of yourself, then you will be able to empower others too. If you have questions for me and you would like to call, you can call the Living Foods Institute at 1-800-844-9876. That's 1-800-844-9876. 844 9876. And you can email me directly at brenda@livingfoodsinstitute.com. I hope to hear from you. I'd love to help you if you have your own health issues. And I've really enjoyed being with you this evening. And each week we're going to be exploring more about your health. So I hope that you will continue to join me each and every week and learn all that you can about taking care of you and your health. Remember, there are no hopeless, incurable, terminal diseases unless you believe it. Anything can be helped because the body was created to heal itself, and it will, if you know what to do for it, and if you do good things for it. Even the most hopeless of situations can be completely turned around. So take that power on yourself, and remember that your health is your best asset. God bless each and every one of you on your journey. I wish the very best for you. I hope you will continue to join me each week, Thursday evenings at 7 Central Time, as we explore more of your health with Brenda Cobb and Living Well. Have a beautiful day and a great evening.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a Service to Others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.